Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I am Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. President Vidyadevi Bhandari appoints new province chiefs in Province 1, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province. Government decides to provide relief to family of deceased in Motipur Industrial Corridor incident. Cholera sprayed in Kapilbastu yet to come under control but kills 6 people in 1 month. And 5 people killed in Chennai flood and 4 infants killed in Bhopal hospital fire. Now news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has appointed new province chiefs in 3 different provinces. Following the cabinet's recommendation yesterday, the president appointed Devaraj Joshi as the chief of Sudur Paschim province, Tilak Pariyar as chief of Karnali province and Parshuram Kapung as chief of Province 1. A statement issued by a spokesperson at the office of the president, Sagar Acharya, confirms the appointment. As per the statement, the president had removed the existing province chiefs in their respective provinces before the appointment of the new province chiefs. Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has reiterated the government's commitment to inoculating all eligible citizens against COVID-19. Unveiling the decisions of yesterday's cabinet meeting at a press meet at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology today, Minister Karki also, the government spokesperson, said the government has a policy to vaccinate all citizens from all age groups. Reading out the decision, Minister Karki said the government is providing relief to the families of those who died in the incident at the Motipur Industrial Corridor. Likewise, the cabinet meeting yesterday approved the work procedure to provide relief for the damages incurred by the recent unseasonal rains in the paddy crops. Earlier, on the 25th of October, the government had formed a task force to formulate the work procedure to provide relief to farmers as the unseasonal rain incurred huge damages in their paddy crops. The cabinet also decided to set up sisterly relations between Kirtipur Municipality and city of Huanggang in Hubei province of China. Similarly, the government has decided to take part in a special session of the World Health Assembly to be organized by the World Health Organization. CPN Mao Center has decided to hold its national conference in Kathmandu, sharing the party's standing committee's decision today, party spokesperson Krishna Bahadur Mahara said the meeting dwelt on holding the party's national conference and other contemporary issues. Committee member and leader Deb Gurung said the meeting also discussed the media report of party chair Prachanda and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba promising to endorse the Millennium Challenge Corporation Pact. In the meeting, party chair Prachanda briefed about the formation of the 10-member coordination committee to facilitate works among the parties in ruling coalition. Cholera that broke out in Kapilbastu over a month ago is yet to come under full control. The mass infection has killed at least 6 people in a month. The disease that had started from Krishnanagar Municipality 9 litres spread to Sivaraj Municipality, Vijayanagar Rural Municipality and Yashoda Rural Municipality. Although the government is mulling over to vaccinate people against cholera in the area, health workers said that only the vaccine is not enough to control the disease. Maintenance of personal hygiene and use of safe drinking water are necessary for the prevention. A total of 533 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in the country in the last 24 hours. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of cases testing 16,736 samples. Similarly, 484 corona patients recovered in a day. With this, the corona recovery rate stands at 97.7% in the country. Likewise, a COVID patient succumbed to the infection in the past 24 hours. The death toll from the coronavirus infection now has reached 11,454 in the country till date. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारले छारवाई खाजिम गीतिलाई आले
हैन नाना नेपाल टेलिकमला लुलुलुलु सेवाला अफर गर्दे सस्तो लानन सस्तो रिग्लु दसम स्टार 14 15 हाई स्टाइल लदो बुझिम थेता बसन कण्ठला जीवन नाना
हिन्न वाले
थेदे चकिन हिन्न र नाना नेपाल टेलिकम सेम लुलुलुलु दुइरी बाबा लुलुलुलु अफर ल त
14 15 14 15 14 15 14 15
बजारमा नयाँ के थाइन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवा अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा स्टार 14 15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि स्टार 14 15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
14 15 14 15 14 15 14 15
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Minister Sasi Shrestha has vowed to implement the constitutional provisions for the management of freed bonded labour. Discussing the matter with the concerned stakeholders at the ministry today, Minister Shrestha promised to move ahead with the short-term and long-term plans to sort out the problems of freed bonded labourers. The visiting United Nations Assistant Secretary General Christian Saunders called on Minister for Defence Dr. Menendra Rizal and Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadka separately today. During the meeting, both the minister mentioned the glorious contribution of Nepal and Nepali Army to the United Nations peacekeeping force and about the extensive and effective leadership roles in the future. The UN Assistant Secretary General applauded the contribution of Nepal's security forces in global peacekeeping by participating in UN peacekeeping operations. The fifth meeting of the bilateral consultation mechanism between Nepal and the Republic of Korea was held in Kathmandu today. Joint Secretary of the Northeast Asia Division at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Lok Bahadur Thapa, and Director General of South Asian and Pacific Affairs, Bureau of Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Korea, Mr. Shangrol Lee, led their respective delegations to the meeting. They took stock of overall state of Nepal-Korea relations and stressed on the importance of exchange of high-level visits and engagements to further promote friendly ties between the two countries. As per the statement issued by Foreign Affairs Ministry, the two sides discussed and exchanged views on further promoting cooperation in the areas of COVID-19, response and recovery, trade, investment, employment, energy, technology, education, tourism, culture and people-to-people relations, among others. Chief of Army Staff General Prabhuram Sharma has held a cordial meeting with his Indian counterpart General M.M. Naravane in New Delhi today. He also received the honour offered to him at the Indian Defence Ministry at New Delhi. Army Chief Sharma is in New Delhi for a four-day official visit at the invitation of Indian Army Chief Naravane. Chhat festival, especially celebrated in Tarai of Nepal, is being marked today. Devotees today are marking Karana. They have worshipped the setting sun today and the fasting will be over once they worship the rising sun tomorrow. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on some international news update. At least 5 people have died after heavy showers triggered severe flooding in southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu. The state's capital, Chennai, is severely affected as officials have evacuated hundreds of people from their homes. Officials say more rain is expected in the next 2 days and it could trigger further flooding in low-lying areas. This is the heaviest rainfall in the city since 2015. In 2015, flood had taken lives of over 200 people in the state. At least 4 newborns died when a fire broke out in the neonatal ward of a hospital in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. Firefighters were able to save 36 babies from the Kamalad Nehru Children's Hospital in Bhopal on Monday night. Disturbing visuals saw parents trying to rush into the smoke-filled hospital. The cause of fire is yet to be ascertained, but officials said an electrical short circuit could be a reason. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari appoints new province chiefs in Province 1, Karnali Province and Sudur Pashchim Province. Government decides to provide relief to the family of deceased in Motipur Industrial Corridor incident. Cholera spread in Kapilvastu yet to come under control but kills 6 people in 1 month. And 5 people killed in Chennai flood and 4 infants killed in Bhopal hospital fire. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.